Nathan Waltman here, network director of TIL Radio Network and co-producer of the Keeping It Young radio broadcast. I just want to pop in here this week to say a few short things, and that is we are so grateful to you, our listeners, and we pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you as it has been to us. Let your local station or wherever you listen to us know how much this program has meant to you. We want to hear from our listeners on how it has helped you in your walk with the Lord. And this week is a special week. We are going back into our archives to hear just a few of our best broadcasts so far. We hope that it will be a blessing to you, and we will return to more conflict resolution broadcasts starting next week.
Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs. Today's episode of Keeping It Young is part one of a two-part series entitled Our Family Verse. Many years ago, when God brought children into our life, and even before that, we wanted a goal, a direction for our home and our family. And somewhere along the way, I'm not even sure that I remember where. Do you remember?
I don't.
Somewhere along the way, we adopted Psalm 100, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. And I do not know how many times we've said that to our children, we've said that to ourselves, we've reminded ourselves of this truth so many times, and it has been a verse that has impacted our children's lives in a great way. It's been the verse that we've used to help us make decisions. It's been the verse we've used to help us when we were discouraged, when we were tired, when we were going through a rough patch. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I realized how important this was, a few years ago I was speaking at a conference, and the man who was introducing me before I spoke actually really did not know me very well, if at all. He knew who I was, and many years ago when I was a younger evangelist, we had preached together. And when he introduced me, he was one of the vice presidents at the college that several of our children have attended and graduated from, and our son is actually currently attending there as well. And when he introduced me, one of the things he said was, I don't really know who Dave Young is, but I'm happy to introduce him because I know his children, and his children have a good reputation and enjoy serving the Lord. Mm-hmm. And those aren't the exact words necessarily, but that was the gist of his introduction of me. And it was a great encouragement to me and a great blessing to me and Bethley mm-hmm. to realize that everything we had done and in taking this verse and making it our family verse, we had actually had seen the fruit of it in that one introduction. Mm-hmm. But the verse says, serve the Lord with gladness. And so three things we want to talk to you about today. And the first one is in the verse, we find the who. Serve the Lord. And in the Old Testament, that's Jehovah God. He revealed himself to the nation of Israel as Almighty God, Jehovah. In the New Testament, he reveals himself as our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Bethley and I both were raised in Christian homes. Bethley came to know Christ when she was quite young, and I'll have her tell you about that in just a moment. And I came to know Christ when I was 15 years old. Both of our parents profess Christianity, know Christ. Bethley's dad was a pastor. And really, one of the things that you're going to find in these conversations we're going to have with you on this podcast is Bethley's father had a massive impact in many of the things we do in our marriage, mm-hmm. in our family, as well as in our ministry. So Bethley, why don't you begin and tell our audience a little bit about how you came to know Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Well, as David just said, that I was born and raised into a pastor's home, and my daddy was one of the godliest men who ever walked the face of the earth, I am convinced. And not only did he love God, he showed it to us, and he talked of God's love all the time. So one of my earliest memories of growing up in this home was my daddy singing Jesus Loves Me at the top of his lungs. And I knew from a very early age, not only was I loved by my parents, but I was loved by God. Mm. And of course, being the pastor's child, we were at church all the time. So I went to Sunday school, junior church, revival meetings, and I remember in a Sunday school class, one of my Sunday school teachers introducing us to the wordless book. You've probably seen it, all colored pages, no pictures, no words, and I was just enthralled. And one night in November, I was 4 years old, just about to turn five in December, I went to the store with my daddy. It was dark outside, And he said, hey, you want to go to the store? And I said, yes. And of course, November in Ohio, it was cold. I ran upstairs to get my coat. And I thought, oh, it's dark, like sin, like my heart. And so I ran back down and I got in the car with my dad and told him all about this wordless book and about the page that was black with sin, like my heart. And he said, so are you a sinner? And I said, I am. I remember the conviction that I felt. And I remember thinking, I need to be saved. So when we got to the store, my dad parked the car and he said, well, would you like to be saved? And I said, I would. So I accepted the Lord right then in the front seat of a car. And of course, I was not a perfect child, but I was a saved child on my way to heaven.
Amen. That's wonderful. And I think it's always interesting that my wife got saved, came to know Christ with her father in the front seat of a car. And I came to know Christ at the age of 15, also in the front seat of a car. I was raised in a Christian family and went to church for many, many years, knew about the gospel that Jesus had died for my sins, was buried, was raised from the dead. But really, it was when I was 15 that God put a man in my life who witnessed to me and continued to witness to me and gave me gospel tracts and befriended me. He was in his late 20s, had a wife, two children, and really went to work on a teenager, prayed for me, loved me. And one Sunday night took me to church, and in that service, I heard a clear gospel presentation. And that was the evening following that service on the way home that I heard the gospel again. He opened his Bible in the front seat of that car. He actually stopped the car on the side of the road and opened his Bible and took me down what we now call the Romans Road. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And he simply showed me that whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord, believe in your heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, and confess with your mouth, you'll be saved. And so in the front seat of the car, I was 15, and I also trusted Jesus Christ to be my Savior. And Bethany and I could tell you that this verse is special to us, serve the Lord with gladness, because our God and Savior Jesus Christ is our life. He's the one that has guided us, that has directed us. We've been married now 26 and a half years. Coming up later in the summer, at the end of the summer, it'll be 27 years for us. And Bethany would agree with me here that we wanted our children to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to love the Lord Jesus Christ, to obey the Lord Jesus Christ, and to serve him.
Yes.
And I can tell you, we'll say more about this in future podcasts, but we, right from the very beginning, started teaching our children how to know God and how to understand that they were sinners. I remember when they first came home, we taught them Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord. And we would say that every night. We would put them in bed and say their verse and have prayer with them. And each of them eventually could say it themselves out loud. And then we went to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We learned John 3:16, that God that made the trees, the mountains, the bugs, the deer, the cattle, that God, he did love the world. And he sent his son Jesus to die for our sins. And our children learned that. And we were working. Why were we doing that when they were an infant, when they were 1 and 2 and 3? Because our heart was that our kids would know this God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we spent many hours of investment, time, family devotions, talking in the cars while we were traveling to different revival campaigns.
Yes.
we even homeschooled the curriculum we chose, the Bible curriculum. We wanted our kids to know God. And we would invest in even special events when our kids got in their teen years, Christian camp. We sent them every summer to Christian camp.
Yes.
And we wanted them to hear different preaching besides Daddy. And I remember being offended a few years ago. Our church took our kids to camp in Louisiana, and the speaker was an evangelist friend of ours, Morris Gleiser. And a few weeks after that camp, someone at a table said to our children, so, and it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek question for them, so who's your favorite evangelist? And of course, everybody knows that the kids should say Daddy, since Daddy's an evangelist. So my kids spent a week with Morris Gleiser at this camp, and they said, so who's your favorite evangelist? And my son Jacob, he barely looked up from his meal and didn't even hesitate. He said, Morris Gleiser. And so I've always joked and said, I hate Morris Gleiser.
No.
I'm just joking about that. So here's our verse, serve the Lord with gladness. And I'm thinking, just pausing here for a moment for you that are listening, do you have a family? You ought to consider looking for a verse. Have ours if you don't have one. Serve the Lord with gladness. So we've talked to you about the who. It's our Lord and Savior, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. But let's talk to you a little bit about the what. And the word in the verse is to serve. Serve the Lord with gladness. And here's how we define service. We wanted our own, this is true of ourselves as well as our children. We want to live for Him with all our hearts, all the days of our lives. And so, Bethany, talk to us a little bit about one of the things we determined a long time ago was that we would serve the Lord together. And we did that from the very beginning of our marriage. Mm-hmm. So talk to our audience a little bit about the steps we took so that you and I could serve the Lord together, as opposed to the old days when an evangelist would leave the family and go travel.
Right.
And we changed that.
Well, we were blessed and are blessed to live in this day where we can travel together as a family. A long time ago, there were no vehicles that could handle all of the children, and so the wife, of course, would stay home. But today we have all kinds of things like RVs and trucks and trailers and fifth wheelers,
and even motels
to stay in, or prophet's chambers. So there's a lot of options, and we decided that we wanted our family to be our first priority. Of course, serving the Lord together, as we're talking about here. So shortly after our first child was born, Abigail, well, even before Abigail, we went on the road together. Yes. I was trained to teach secondary education, and I did teach the year before we were married, but as soon as we got married, I just decided I'm doing what David does, and so that's what we do. So even before the children came, we had a little car, and we packed it full of our stuff, and we traveled around and stayed wherever they put us. But shortly after Abby was born, we decided, okay, we need a little place to call home that we can take on the road. And so we were able to purchase an RV and a truck.
So weird that that's been 23 years ago now,
yes,
our first RV.
So we went on the road so that we could have our own little space, and that we could train Abigail without the burden of feeling like we were being inconvenient to other people if we were staying in their home with a baby crying all night long or whatever. And so we went on the road, and we moved into the trailer, and over the years we added Joshua and Matthew and Jacob, and we added Gracie, who was our golden retriever, not a child, and then we added Charity. And so we had 5 children in our 40-foot RV, but we do not look back on those years where we didn't have a house. Home was where you parked the trailer, we said. Yes. We look back on those years with incredible fondness. It doesn't mean that there weren't days that we wished we could burn the trailer to the ground because of technical difficulties or whatever, mechanical difficulties. But mostly, we just were happy to be together and doing what God had called Daddy to do, and therefore all of us to do. And then David and I were able to work on our marriage and work on our children as is put forth in the Word of God.
You've been listening to Keeping It Young with Dave and Bethley Young, where we discuss marriage, family, and ministry life. Today's episode was part one of our family verse. Come back next time to hear part two.
For more information, or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.